All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the call. My name is Ray Muir. I'm very excited to be talking to you tonight. Listen, tonight's call, if you got the email, it's about changing your life. This is a call about changing your life. And if that sounds a little corny for you, I'm sorry. But isn't that what it's all about? Growing, changing, pouring into others so they can do the same. Just kind of getting better and giving back. Isn't that what it's about? Or is it about just staying in our comfort level and just kind of getting by day to day and getting used to the worry and stress that comes from, worrying about the three things we worry about, right? Which is having the time to do the stuff we need to do, having the money to maybe do some extra things or nice things for our family, and maintaining good health while we're doing it. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, money, time, and health. Because if you take any one of those things out of the equation of your life, being broke doesn't feel good. I'm qualified to talk about that because I spent a lot of my 20s broke and worried about money, and that doesn't feel good. It's stressful. It causes problems in relationships. It doesn't make you feel good about yourself, and not having any time or being really time stressed. And I've also been there. I've been both. I've been broke and time stressed in jobs where I just didn't make enough money to get by. And I didn't make enough money to do the things I want to do for my family. I know people that have a lot of money, though, and they don't have time. As a matter of fact, the price that they pay for making money, the price that they pay for their occupation, for their jobs, for their businesses, in some cases costs them all the time they have, and in some cases time with their family, and also in many cases their health, because they're in such stressful situations. And of course, health, even though we're talking about a third, probably should be first, because nothing matters if you lose your health. And I'm also very qualified to talk about that. When you're if you're laying in intensive care, and without any hope left, it doesn't matter how much money you have, and you got a lot of time on your hands. So those three things, I want you to think about, those things tonight. And where are you if you had to rate those things from 1 to 10 as far as making the money you want to do the things you have, do the things that you want to do? Where are you? 1 to 10. Are you 5? Right in the middle, you're kind of making money, but maybe you're not to get any of your dreams activated. You know, you're making enough money to get by. Maybe you're not under immediate stress. Maybe you are. We know where the economy's at. I don't have to read you a bunch of statistics. Millions of people are without a job, and many of the people who have jobs have been cut back and cut down and cut out. So where are you? Where are you as far as quality time? You know, I'll tell you what, once your money thing is taken care of, and that was my big motivation, get that money thing taken care of. But once that's done, the issue really becomes time. That's what you fall in love with, is time and choices. It's the idea that you can do what you want. I brag all the time on being at David's basketball games and soccer games. Those are the most precious memories I have of our kids. Dance recitals, singing, both my kids sang. And we were at all those things. People used to look at us and go, "What are you, a drug dealer or something?" You know, because they didn't know why everyone else had to be at work. You know, they'd make one game every 3 months, and we'd be at all the games all the time. So where are you as far as having quality time? You know, what if you could take a couple of months a year off to take vacations? What if you could take a year long trip to travel the world? Do you have any dreams like that? And of course, what undergirds this whole thing is being healthy. And I don't just mean not being sick. That's kind of the paradigm in this country is, don't talk to me about health till I'm sick, and then give me a drug to knock out whatever's got me down. But there's kind of a new paradigm there. And it's about, take care of the things before you get real messed up. And take it from me. You don't want to wait till you're in a hospital. Hospitals are not fun places to be. So health is really important. It kind of undergirds everything, and also affects your moods and how you feel. These three things are very important. And so when I talk about this is a call about changing your life, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about notching those things up. What's your average on all three, money, time, and health? You know, my average was, I don't even know if I was on the charts, but I'd definitely say somewhere around 2 or 3 sometimes, because I was stressed out all the time. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any time. And it was affecting my health, and I had some serious health issues. So, you know, that's not a good place to be. So what if you could take that up, you know, 4, 5, 6 points? What if you could go right up to 8 or 9? What if you could go to 10? Where you have money, you have it more, way more money, 5, 6, 10 times more money than you need to pay your current bills. Of course, you could increase your lifestyle dramatically if you want. That's always fun. But you have just way more money and you're kind of building an estate. You're building an investment account, where what we call it LOECP, right? Live off earning conserve principle. In other words, you're putting away estate money that that is going to throw off income, right? You're going to invest in some of these countries around the world. You're going to invest in U.S. companies. You're going to invest in some of the trends of the future. You're going to become an investor. Okay, one of those people who has money invested, right? And your time, you own it. Nobody tells you what to do. You've got no boss that you don't like. You're not marching to the beat of somebody else's drum. Somebody else is not controlling your time in your life. You are calling the shots. You want to wake up and not go to work that day? You wake up and not go to work that day. You want to sleep in late that day? You sleep in late that day. You want to stay up late at night? You stay up late at night. You want to hop on a plane and go somewhere? You hop on a plane and go somewhere. Now, am I being unrealistic? I don't think so, because I hope you're a dreamer. And I happen to know a number of people who have achieved that kind of freedom, who have achieved that kind of life change. How do you do it? Well, you got to want it. So what do you want? Are you open to opportunity in your life? Are you open to really doing something? See, we want to sell you tonight on something. We want to sell you on the idea that you can have more, that you can do more, and that you can be more. We want to sell you on the idea that we have a vehicle that if you will follow a proven plan of action that's already been tested, right? We have a vehicle. We also have a road that's well-traveled. Okay, we have a road that's well-traveled by successful people that can teach you exactly how to do it. And probably most significantly tonight, what we have to offer you is a product and a company that is such an exciting story. It is such a stimulating story that it's like it's contagious. It's just if you have a high sensitivity to opportunity in your life, if you have a high sensitivity to doing more and being more and growing a business and being free, you're on the right call tonight, because we have the vehicle for you to do that. And I think I'm qualified to talk to you about that. Real quick, my name is Ray Muir. I'm an independent distributor with a company called For Life Research, and I'm very proud and excited to say that we are in the direct selling industry. I hope that word doesn't scare you. Look, everybody's selling something from the time you get up in the morning, if you turn on the radio, okay, to the time you turn on the morning news or you get in your car, everybody's selling something. That's what makes the world go round, marketing. Okay, as a matter of fact, I question people who don't have anything to sell. In other words, do you have anything in your life that you're passionate about? Do you have anything, any belief, anything that you're passionate enough about to get out of your comfort level, to share it with others because you have a passionate belief that it can change their lives? You have a passionate belief that you can add value to people's lives, that you can really help people. And see, that's the belief that I have. That's the belief that I have in a company called For Life Research and a product technology called Transfer Factor. 10 years ago, I was a burnout on direct sales and network marketing. You know, been there, done that. Look, you know, I've always had a love-hate relationship. I always came back to the idea of having a home-based business because I always had to have a job to pay the bills, and never been able to really turn the corner fully and be an entrepreneur. So I would kind of get involved, and then I'd back off, and then I'm never going to do that again. And then I'd get excited again because I didn't have any money, any seed money to invest in the business. And I didn't have any time to invest in a business from the standpoint of throwing myself into something full time. So I needed something I could start from my home part time. I also needed a plan, because I'm not real gifted in the areas of administration and even execution in the things of business. That's not my strength. My strength is the things that I passionately believe in my life. Once I know that I know that I am helping people, once I know that I know that I know that I am pouring into people's lives and I am adding value, You can't stop me. And I don't care how many times people tell me no, and I don't care how many people don't get it. I'm going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day because I've got to exercise that passion in my life. There's something inside of me where I've got to be able to make a difference. And also, the kind of flip side to that is, I knew that if I would keep talking to people, that I could build a business that some of these people I looked at and I just dreamed of being like them, where they were making hundreds of thousands of dollars, driving beautiful cars, beautiful homes and stuff. Now, I didn't come from that. I came from a place where you had to put cardboard in your sneakers, and wait months to get an extra pair of sneakers because, my family didn't have that money. I came from a place where we really didn't have much. So maybe I was motivated to give a little more to my kids. I don't know. But 10 years ago, I said yes after really being almost a hostile prospect because I heard about a product technology. I heard about something and I said, you know what? Whether I say no to this or whether I say yes, this is going to be huge. This is a product story that is going to go around the world. This is a product story that is going to have traction. It's going to create buzz. Okay, it's going to go places. And I thought, and once I met the principals of this company, I heard their vision for it, and I saw their personalities. I didn't see any nooks, or, I didn't see any nicks. I didn't see any dents. I didn't see any hucksterism. I just saw character. I saw character. I saw humility. I saw integrity that I could actually feel. I mean, they really touched me, the kind of people they were. And I said, you know what? Their vision can cover my vision. Their vision to take this transfer factor technology around the world can cover my vision and all of my dreams and all of my goals and the person I want to be can be covered by working with this company and becoming an independent distributor with 4Life Research and taking transfer factor to the world. And so we set out to do that. And I'll tell you what we did. I couldn't even go out and see people because I was sick. I had just been diagnosed with chronic end-stage liver disease. They told me I needed a transplant in a year or two or I wasn't going to make it. So don't tell me about timing in your life, okay? We got the summer coming. Don't tell me anything about that because I'm just not up for it because the very worst time in my life ended up being the greatest time of blessing in my life because I was open to opportunity. And in my case, it was a spiritual thing. I was in prayer and I said, God, what am I going to do? I don't want to die. I'm afraid here. And I kept getting, take care of your family. No matter what happens, make sure they're taken care of. And I understood the promise of the network marketing industry. I understood the promise of the direct selling industry, that you work hard for a few years and that it's real hard and you've got to get a little purposely unbalanced in the beginning, but you build an ongoing residual income that you can profit from month in and month out for the rest of your life and even pass it along to your kids. And when I looked around in the business marketplace, even I looked at friends that I thought were very successful and had great business, they didn't have that. They didn't have the freedom aspect. They had the same stress level, if not more, today than they had 10, 12 years ago when they started their business. I had friends that had made money in real estate, even before the crash, before everybody lost everything. And what I found is they're out weekends, even after 12, 15 years in the business. One time we went to look at a house in a beautiful neighborhood, and it was a referral of a friend of mine. She said she knows the area great. This woman was a great lady. She was in her 70s. She could barely walk. Her husband was driving her around. And I said to her, I said, Mary, what are you doing out here showing houses? And she said, I got to do it to make money. We have a lifestyle. We have a condo at the beach and stuff. My husband has been sick, and she's telling me this story. And I'm thinking to myself, do you want to be out here? She said, are you kidding me? I want to be home by my pool or over at the beach. She said, I had to because it was another house, another dollar. So I understood the power of residual income. The idea that you do it once, you do it right, and you profit month in and month out. And less of your organization's success is dependent on your own personal production. Of course, you do have to grow as a leader and in the people development end of the business, which I was in love with anyway because I needed a lot of growth. But here's what happened. We used drive time audio. We used audio, just like you're hearing this conference call tonight. We would lay it down. We would put down the information about the product, get some. Back then, we were really heavy on the doctors. We'd get a lot of doctors on the call. We were able to attract many, many high caliber, even world renowned medical professionals. And we thought, you know, wow, man, you know, we there's all those other companies and there is us. We have the real science. We have the real stuff. And we grew. We took off. We were the 15th fastest growing private company in Inc. magazine. And thousands of percent growth. And from 98 to about 03, 04. And then what happened was our story, again, was so powerful. And I'm going to share it with you in a second and real quick. And you're going to have to take some time if we spark your curiosity. Remember, it's more about you than what we got. You got to be open to it. You got to be open to the fact that no matter what's happened in your past, oh, you know, I talked to some people and they said no, or I tried that years ago. Forget about that. OK, what are you going to do to take your current numbers in the money, time and health area from wherever they are, 3, 4, 5, because that depends on where your dream is to. What are you going to do to take it up 5 or 6 points to grow and to change, to be more, to do more? Or are you just going to sit back and let your dreams rust in the closet somewhere or you let it leave them up in the attic? You know, I love that this business makes me feel young. I'm always going for something. I'm always helping people. I'm lifting up others. I'm changing lives. Barb's able to work full time with a single mother's ministry and give her time to that free. And we support many different ministries that we believe in. And we're able to do all that because of this business. So 04, something happened. All the growth shifted international. And the reason is it was so compelling when people talk to somebody in another country, whether it was a doctor or somebody else, and they say, what is a memory molecule for the immune system? I've never heard of that. And gee, I thought I knew everything. I was very well read in dietary supplements. I always liked my pizza and tacos and a little Ben and Jerry's. But I believed in supplements. I believed that they could help me any edge I wanted because I had some serious health challenges I wanted to take. So I've always been a supplement guy and I studied it. I read about it. When I read about this, I was like, where did you get this? How could I have never heard about it? How could there be so much overwhelming science? The ultimate crossover product, you know, from a true transferceutical, so to speak. So all that growth shifted international. The U.S. is still wide open for 4Life Research and Transfer Factor. So you have a company here just inducted. We actually made it many years ago, but it's more the qualification process is more than just being a $100 million annual company. They don't just put anybody in there. We were just one of 64 companies, maybe it is. It's on the thing there. 64 companies out of thousands worldwide inducted into the DSA, that's the Direct Selling Association's $100 million club. Now, where do you find that kind of stability, that kind of solid growth, but you combine that with a ground floor opportunity in the U.S.? There's nobody here. If you were to walk down the streets of your city and say, you ever hear of transfer factor memory molecules? They'd go, huh? If you were to walk into small mom and pop health food stores and maybe even some big ones and you were to talk to the practitioners in the area, say, you ever heard of transfer factor memory molecules? Many of them would say, no, I haven't. What a beautiful place to be with an entirely new health technology, an entirely new classification of dietary supplementation that really nobody's heard of in the U.S. and we've gone all around the world just inducted into the DSA's $100 million club. Talk about timing. You know what they say in real estate, the three magic words, right, for value and investment, what? Neighborhood, 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 right? Well, in business, the real three magic words are timing, timing, timing. And of course, most of that is really not company timing. A big part of it is, once you recognize the opportunity, it's the timing in your life. It's about you. It's about your life. Are you ready for a change? Are you ready to take a look at something? And that means being excited enough to shake off the past, because what happened back there, back then, whatever you tried, whatever you did, whatever you didn't do, doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you're going to do now. And we're going to create a lot of millionaires with 4Life Research. So let's go over the basics. Okay, I believe this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Just to finish my story, I have people email me after calls and stuff and they say, you never told us what happened. By God's grace and mercy, because that's all it was. I got a liver transplant in September 2003. I lasted from July of 1998 till September of 2003. And then I got a liver transplant. They told me a year or two, but I was pretty much at the end when I did. I worked my business from home almost right up until I got sick in March or April. I did conference calls like this one. I recorded drive time audio, and we would get cassettes and CDs out to people. Listen to this in your car. Let us know what you think. We used a lot of drive time audio. What if you could build a business? What if you could build a business part-time, you know, from your car? What if you could use your commute time, your workout time at the gym, your morning walk to change your life? What if you could take those 10 or 12 hours or even 5 or 6 and leverage that time where in 1 to 3 years you could be financially free by telling a story that does nothing but adds value to people's lives, that really helps them, that helps them so much that you get a warm and fuzzy feeling like you are making a difference, like you are impacting world health, like you are impacting people's lives. And that feeling, that's what drives me, that making a difference. I just want to feel that what I do matters, that I can do a little bit good, that I can. And that's why I'm so in love with the idea that a guy like me, very rough around the edges, most likely to fail, okay, without a college education, undisciplined, still today, I'm very passionate, but I'm undisciplined. I go to bed when I'm tired. I get up when I'm done sleeping. I've kind of built this life where I do whatever I want. I do work a lot because I'm passionate about what I do, but I never have to worry about money. We make crazy, silly, out of this world money. And I went out and bought the new Lexuses. I did all that stuff. 5-star vacations, beautiful stuff. We've been all around the world. Now, you know, you got to find out who you really are. You can't let the money, you know, take you into a place where it defines you. For me, I drive a pickup truck now, but I'm getting sick of that now too. So you got to think about who you're going to be when you start making some money. Okay. Don't get caught up in that whirlwind. Like, you know, money only makes you more of what you already are. If you're a mean and nasty person, you can be real good at that when you got money. But if you're a person that enjoys blessing people, that enjoys helping people, that really has a heart for change, that really has a heart for people, you can do that real well when you got some money. In fact, Jack Welch, the renowned CEO of General Electric, when they were in their heyday, said, you know, only winners can give. You've got to be a winner because winners can give. And when you build a business that's throwing off a lot of cash and a lot of money, you can do some good things in your life. So let's talk about 4Life Research. 4Life Research, we are about 11-year-old company founded by David and Bianca Lisenby. David had run another direct selling network marketing company and had taken that company to a very successful heights. You know, big numbers, a couple hundred million, I believe. And really went into retirement, and they were kind of set. They had done their thing, and he was researching products. Everybody else is looking in the rainforest. Everybody's looking for the berry, the herb, the leaf, the wheatgrass, the greens, the chlorophyll, whatever the heck they're looking for. David finds transfer factory memory molecules. The earth is pretty natural stuff, but your own body is even more natural. This is made by the body for the body. It is the most natural thing you can get, okay? It's designed by God. It's God's miracle molecule, and it's designed for infants, okay? For moms to pass along the immune system training wheels, the blueprints. Listen, this story is, if you are an entrepreneur and you like biotechnology and trends and all that stuff, you will flip once you start reading into transfer factor. That's what happened to me. First, I was very skeptical. I was like, look, I've heard about a lot of things. Everybody's got science stories. You've seen one, you've seen them all. But the more I was challenged and the more I started to look, I went, this is amazing. We've created, guys, an entirely new classification of science called transferceutical science. Of these molecules that act like software in the human body, where they're able to transfer information. They hold information. This is not like an herb thing where you're revving something up or stimulating this. This is something that can actually make your immune system work better. Okay, beyond anything else out there. You look at some of the testing that's been done with the IgA antibody testing. You know, that's your body's first line of defense. That's the antibodies right in your saliva glands, right? 70% increase, 100% of the people were increased, had an increase. You look at your NK cells, that's your body's homeland security. That's the soldiers of your immune system, right? You want lots of them. You want to be well-trained. You want them to be fast. You want them to react fast. You want them to be smart and well-trained, right? And that's NK cells. 437% off the chart increase in natural killer cells. Oh, what does that mean? I have no idea what that means, Ray. What it means is it helps you to stay young, healthy, and productive. It means you're going to feel better. Okay. You're going to be able to be more productive. And you're just going to have a better life. Because look, we know the paradigm in this country is don't talk to me till I'm sick and then give me a pill, right? But people and millions of people are understanding that thing's broken. That thing is broken. And we're watching the TV ads and we're going, well, you know, I get rid of my acid reflux, but I get oily and gassy discharge and migraine headaches. I don't know. Is that a good trade-off there? You know, and we're realizing, you know, maybe there's a better way. Maybe the idea is to take care of this stuff. And of course, the biggest changes we can make is the lifestyle changes, right? I was reading You Staying Young. I was listening to it on the plane on the way back. And they said, you know, you develop a new lifestyle habit and you do it for 3 years and it's the equivalent to doing it your whole life. Because your cells turn over. So what we're talking about here is what's happening at the cellular level and what these transfer factor molecules can do, how they kind of act like software to optimize your. I mean, guys, it is so fascinating that if you understand this stuff, okay, and I did. I understood supplements. I understood, and I read this and I went, you have got to be kidding me. Where in the world did you get this? And how could I have not heard about it? Then the big test was the real lab, right? I don't care whether it's in vitro, in vivo, live donor blood. I don't care what kind of testing it is, double blind, right? We know the transfer factor was discovered really as a medical product by an NYU immunologist and became a crossover to the natural product. It was kind of raised up through its infancy and early childhood and really even adolescence, sort of as a pharmaceutical phenomena. And then it kind of crossed over, becoming patentable. We have the worldwide patents and marketing rights. Guys, this story, if you have an entrepreneurial bone left in your body, okay, this story is so powerful. But here's what I want to tell you. If you will take the time to do a market test, okay, now look, we're not asking you to invest, you know, if you're going to invest $100,000 or $500,000 or $1 million in some franchise, you know, if you buy a McDonald's, you know what you're getting. You're getting the whole plan, the whole package. You know what the burgers are like. You know people buy them, right? Okay, but here you're investing $150 in your business. You're really buying product for that because 110, 15 of that is your product. I built a worldwide, international, multi-million-dollar business while I was sick. Okay, with a death sentence from the spare room of my house on a Samsonite folding table that has totally set our family free financially. Okay, we are about 10% of the way to where we will be in the next 10 years as a company. We will be past $1 billion as a company because we have this new health technology locked up with multiple patents and trademarks. And the executive team led by David Lismy has branded this so effectively, created this new technology called transpharmaceutical science and branded it and wrapped it up in so much credibility with our medical health sciences advisory board and all these medical doctors and all this international research teams. Okay, and we undergird that with our spirit of charity, with our foundation for life, where we're constantly giving. We're generating money. We generate hundreds of thousands of dollars at our conventions, and we give it away to help people. So this is a whole package, guys, where you can build the life that you want. You already know the life that you have. Okay, you already know what you have. Now, maybe you're a little numb. At times, I've been numb. I've been like, if I could just get through today. You know, I couldn't think any big thoughts because the stress in my life was so overwhelming that I just shut off. But every once in a while, I would get that spark or I'd listen to somebody who would just spark me and I'd have hope again. And you couldn't keep me down because I would just keep coming back and coming back and because I wanted to be excited. I wanted to have a vision for my life. And I had a lot of rough times. I had a lot of good reasons to quit. A lot better reasons than you have not to start. I had to quit. But I kept going and I'm glad I did. Now, our company, it took off internationally. You know, I told you that already. The 4Life Transfer Factor technology, it's a product that helps your immune system. Helps your immune system be smarter, faster, and stronger. But it works like nothing else. It's a shift. And it's information technology for the human body, guys. This is fun to talk about, okay? And I want to just briefly touch on our industry because some of you might have a little baggage with direct sales or network marketing because all you know from that is your friends that bug you with product and won't leave you alone. And that's not necessarily what it's about, okay? Yes, you're going to talk to people if you're passionate about what you're doing. Yes, you're gonna share what you've got going, you know, and this product because you can't help because you know how good it is and you can't help not to. But you can be a professional networker, and this industry has shifted. There's no front loading. You sign up for $150 a monthly order of $100. You know, nobody ever gets hurt. The product's 100% guaranteed. We have a culture of integrity in the company. You know, you get to grow and learn from a self-improvement standpoint, from learning how to communicate with people as a professional. That's a problem in network marketing. You have a lot of people running around who aren't professional, right? I was watching a Tim Sales video the other day, and the title of the video was, you can go on YouTube and look at it, and it says, I think the title is, Do People Quit? And he's talking about, well, you know, a lot of people quit in network marketing and don't make it. And he's saying, you know, a lot of people quit at golf. And he talks about how he went out and bought $5,000 worth of golf stuff and went to the driving range and took lessons. And he would get so frustrated when he went out on the course that he just quit. He said that cost him $5,000, not $150, you know. And he's kind of a guru trainer for the industry and stuff. And he talks about real estate. He said the vast majority of the people, even that study for a license or get a license, quit. You know, he's talking about professional sports. He said the vast majority of people who have a dream of playing professional sports never make it. You know, they quit before they make it. So it's not network marketing. It's anything. You have a strategic advantage with this transfer factor technology, with the timing of 4Life research, and with the team and culture that we've built up in this. I was in this business for a number of years, and I have never seen the culture where there's not these big kind of ego type things and everybody's helping each other. And there's plenty of room to grow. There's plenty of room to carve out your space and be somebody. If you're in domestic USA and you're on this call and you charge forward and build a business, you're going to get recognized. They're going to notice. They're going to notice big time. And that's a great place to be. It's not like there's already, you know, hundreds of meetings of hundreds of people all over the country. Think about that. We're like ground floor in the U.S. You can be the mover and the shaker. You can be the person that builds the business, and we'll help you to do it. How? You invite people to the calls. You just tell the story. It's that simple. You tell the story. Most people maybe are not going to hear it, but who cares? We're only looking for the people that want to change their lives. Now, listen, you will find a lot of people who fall in love with the Transfer Factor product technology. These are people who are maybe cutting edge supplement takers. Maybe they work out. Maybe they understand this supplement thing, the edge you can get, okay? The prevention that you can get from supplementation. Maybe they're believers in supplementation like I am. And they'll look at this and maybe a little skeptical at first, but it will grab them. They can't help it. It's that different. It's an entirely new classification of supplementation. And that will grab. And you will find a lot of people I have people who all they've ever done is been passionate about the product and not even shared it on a consistent basis, but stayed in over a few years. And a few other people who got the vision of building a business came in and built under them, and they've built really nice incomes. But what we're looking for and what our kind of heart's desire is to find people that will anchor this transfer factor technology and this vision that 4Life Research has of taking transfer factor to the world and of just having maybe a little bit of a different kind of direct selling or network marketing company. Maybe just a little bit kinder and gentler, maybe a little bit more humble. Maybe a little bit more charitable, maybe a little bit more giving. I don't know. It just feels right as you get to know the company, everybody in the company that works there, the executives. It's always been like that for me. There's something different about it, and I've seen many of them. And if you can anchor this thing and get this vision to cover your vision, and if you do have a dream for your life, you're going to fall down. You're going to get a little beat up. That's part of anything that's new. We were out in Ohio. Mark was talking about, he said a lot of people would say they want to learn a language. He said probably many, many, many people, if you were to give them a checklist and say, is one of your interests to learn a foreign language, they would check yes. He said, but I get up every morning, I want to learn Spanish. He already knows Japanese. He said, I want to learn Spanish. He said, I get up every morning and for an hour I study Spanish. He said, I am probably one of the very, very few people that actually act on that desire. And what I'm telling you is, if you will come aboard, get this, do the market test I mentioned, get this transfer factor technology into your body, get it into the body of your own little laboratory, which is your friends and the people you know. Even if you got to give them a sample, we have some sample energy products that are awesome. We have our transfer factor drink. We have multiple delivery systems, from delicious to capsules to, chewables to everything. Of these transfer factor molecules, they are. It's the most non-toxic, safest thing you could do, and you get this into some bodies, and you watch what happened. Then at the same time, you start to embrace this business opportunity idea. The idea that you're not fooling around with something, you're not like, oh, buy the product. I'm fool. You're not fooling around. You're in business. Okay, you treat this like it's a business. You invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in. Because you stay constantly plugged into the people who have built businesses that are generating hundreds of thousands of dollars in annual income. And you keep your vision and your dream for your future alive. And you start to refine it and define it. And you spend time dreaming again. And you spend time at a higher level in your life, not being stuck. And say, I'm never going to let this happen again where I'm in this rut. I'm never going to let this happen again where somebody else controls my life. I'm going to break out. I'm going to do it once and for all. And I'll tell you what, it helps you to be young again. It really does. It helps you to, it's those feelings of excitement that, it's just the best thing in the world to go out and build something for your family, for yourself, because you're worth it. And the person you become along the way, because you will have to grow, you will have to overcome some obstacles, and you will want to quit. If what you're doing doesn't cause you to want to quit, it might not be worth doing. Because any big vision, any big mission, and anything that's going to change the world is not going to be easy. And anything that's going to really change your life in a big way, unless you're counting on the lottery, it's not going to be easy. So I'm just asking you to take a look at this thing. All I did was very broad strokes. And my goal here is to generate a little curiosity and to generate a spark inside you that maybe you can do this. And if you're fooling around with this and you're just running around and playing, Mr. or Mrs. Practitioner, like, let me educate you on the immune system. That's fine. Okay, that's fine. But we find that the glue, we find that the rocket fuel for your business is dreams. We find that the real fuel, the jet fuel for your business is vision, is a better life. And that's the fun part of this business. Because we know some people don't get it, but everybody has a dream and everybody has unfulfilled potential. And when I see people and when I look at them, I see their gifts. And I want to be that person that speaks into their life that, hey, you've got to exercise those gifts. God put you on earth to be all you could be. Okay. And to develop those gifts. Because everybody, we all think, I'm not really that good. I'm not good enough. Right. And so we settle. Right. And we go by what we think other people think of us or something like that. I'm telling you something. When we walked on stage and we were pinned the first Platinum International Diamonds with For Life Research, we were already making silly money. I had seen that thousands of times. It was eerily familiar to me. It was still the greatest defining moment of my life because I'd always wanted to do that. But it was like I'd seen it before. It was almost a deja vu experience for me. And that's the way you've got to do. You've got to clarify your vision and go over and over it. You've got to verbalize it. And that's what's great about this business, because you're going to be in business with people who are going to lift you up, who are going to speak into your life, who are going to speak positive things, who are going to reinforce your vision. People who say, share your vision with me, and they're going to say, I'm behind you. I'll do whatever it takes. What do you need me to do to help you to get where you want to be that person that you want to be, to build that business that you want to build, to help your kids go to the college they want to go to help you catch up for retirement, okay? To help you get in front of that room and speak, because that's where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be in front of that room speaking to people. To help you walk up on stage and get recognized, okay? To help you be that person. What can I do? Because if you succeed, I succeed. And I never got that in corporate America. I never got that in any job. But in this business, they kept telling me, kid, keep coming back. You're pretty rough, but man, there's a spark inside of you. Keep coming back. And I said, what? I said, me? They said, yeah. And I did. And I fell down more times than you can fall down in five lifetimes. And I got beat up and bloody and left by the side of the road. And I was in intensive care for 4 months, and I got a list of excuses that for not making it that's way beyond anything you could dream about. But my dream was bigger than my circumstances. And if the dream's big enough, the facts don't matter. So I challenge you to take a look at this. You will not find something like this. I've been around for 20 years. I've never seen anything from a product technology, something that we have, a company, and there's a lot wrapped up there, and the timing that exists with this opportunity today. Don't miss it, because this company is not going to slow down for you. This company's going. It's a rocket ship, and it's going. It's already gone all around the world, 45 countries, 15, 16, 17 international offices, and the USA is ready to rock and roll. It is right now on the verge of exploding. Don't be left behind. At least take the time, whether it's an hour, two, or three, to evaluate from a business standpoint this incredible opportunity. I want to thank you all for joining me on the call tonight. It really means a lot to me to have you on. And I think we're going to get a good recording of this. I don't know if it's any good, but we'll get a good recording of it, and we'll see you next time. God bless.